Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller of the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's talk history today about the derivation of some of the names of familiar creeks, lakes, and a mountain or two. Let's begin with Hart Lake. That was named after George Hart, who located the Crown Point Mines. I don't know anything about those mines, but anyway. Then there's Lyman Lake. This lake was named after Professor Lyman, a geologist from Whitman College at Walla Walla. He made a study of the glacier that was also named after him. Then Domke Lake. Domke, originally known as Crane's Lake, was named after Crane, who was in charge of a survey party looking for the route for the Great Northern Railroad. This route was abandoned as impractical. Later, Domke, a millwright, started a mill at Domke Falls, but he soon disappeared. There is a rumor he drowned in the lake, but as his tools were never found and he owed a lot of money, it is believed he left the country. Emerald Park, which is just above Domke Lake, after quite a vigorous climb, was named after Andy Crumbine, who made a trip in there in 1890, before the fire went through. He thought it the most beautiful spot he had ever seen. Many others have also thought so. Mirror Lake was named by A.L. Cool, who was a trapper. Wolverine Creek, which is across the lake from Moore Point, was named by Andy Crumbine, a prospector and trapper. He caught a black wolverine at the mouth of the stream. Prince Creek was named by two men with a pack horse who came off the summit of that mountain before the trail was built. And on the way down, the horse fell over a bluff, and their outfit was taken with the horse, so all was lost. The horse was dead. However, there was no suitable timber to build a canoe at the foot of Prince Creek, so they worked their way down the lake about a mile, found a cottonwood, and built their canoe. This spot later was known as Canoe Creek. McGregor Mountain, which is quite visible from the head of the lake, was named after Billy McGregor, a trapper who went out in the fall to hunt goats but did not return. Search parties could not find him. The following spring, his body was found with his snowshoes tied to his hands as he had broken his leg. They found him in the spring at what is known now as Dead Man Creek. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.